The report paints a picture of a troubled 20-year-old man with a difficult relationship with the world around him. Adam Lanza lived with his mother in an upstairs bedroom in Newtown with black trash bags taped over the window. His mother took care of everything he needed, but she told people the month before the shooting that she was concerned about him and that he would only communicate with her by email. Investigators found a computer spreadsheet at his home listing mass murders over the years, and a computer game in which the player controls a character who enters a school and shoots at students. Lanza apparently talked with others about mass shootings, but investigators didn't find any evidence he ever told others he intended to do it himself. There's been plenty of speculation about Lanza's mental health, but the report does not include a diagnosis. It does say he had Asperger's syndrome, but that's a developmental disorder on the autism spectrum, not a mental illness, and it doesn't in any way explain what happened. School psychological tests said he also had anxiety and obsessive-compulsive tendencies that got in the way of school, but he refused medication and therapies. Kate Matthias is executive director for the Connecticut chapter of the National Alliance on Mental Illness.
I think we still just don't have any information that suggests whether or not a mental illness was involved. If so, what kind of mental illness? And I don't think it's actually correct to suggest that somebody has to be mentally ill to do this.
It took more than 11 months for the report to be released, which led to criticism of the state's attorney's office for the pace of the investigation, including by Governor Daniel Malloy. But 11 months isn't all that long, according to David Schroeder. He's a former investigator and an assistant dean of criminal justice and forensic sciences at the University of New Haven. He says murder investigations can take years.
Could it have been done faster? Probably. But would then we be concerned about accuracy? And quite frankly, I'd rather have an accurate report a little later than I would have a report that may be inaccurate earlier.
That accuracy includes a second-by-second account of what happened that morning, starting at 9:35 when the first 911 call was received. Less than 4 minutes later, the first Newtown police officer arrived on the scene. It was another 5 minutes before police entered the school. They believed at the time that there may have been a second shooter. Peter Valentin is a retired Connecticut state trooper and a lecturer at the University of New Haven's Forensic Science Department.
The confusion that would result from not knowing whether or not you simply have one active shooter inside the school or perhaps, you know, multiple shooters in different locations, I could see really complicating the response to the event and making it even more difficult than it already was.
Reading that timeline was the hardest part for Michelle Gay, who lost her daughter Josephine in the shooting. On December 14th, she says she let Josephine sleep late.
You can't help but be kind of sucked into the what-ifs and, you know, if I had kept her a little bit longer or maybe not sent her into school that day, maybe things would be different.
Gay and other victim parents have started a nonprofit organization called Safe and Sound, which is dedicated to educating parents and districts about what they can do to make schools safer. She says she thinks this report will have an impact on people.
I think they'll walk away and say, okay, I know that access is an issue. I know that we need to work on better plans and preparations.
Because, she says, gun violence is something that could happen in any community. The gun Lanza used in the school was a Bushmaster rifle. He then took his own life with a Glock 20 pistol. Lanza had taken NRA gun safety courses. All of the guns used were legally owned by his mother, who he shot and killed before driving to the school. Since the shooting, one of the most contentious national debates has been on the issue of gun control. Monty Frank is on the board of the Newtown Action Alliance, an anti-gun advocacy group. He responded to the report on his own, not as a representative of the group. He says nothing in the report changes anything about the issue of gun violence.
It's a problem that exists, that's going to continue to exist, and you know, I think at some point America needs to face up to the reality of what's going on, both in our small towns and our big cities, and bring about some changes.
Bob Crook is on the other side of the gun debate. He's the executive director of the Coalition for Connecticut Sportsmen, and he says Lanza's problem was a mental disability.
From our perspective, attacking the guns really means nothing, except it imposes upon the legitimate citizen who doesn't have a mental problem.
The report doesn't provide any clear answer to point to as to why this happened. Scott Jackson is the mayor of Hamden, who chaired the state's Sandy Hook Advisory Commission. He says it's not just a gun issue or just a mental health issue.
I think what I'm looking at here says it's an us issue. Is that satisfying, that we can't point the finger at somebody or some diagnosis, or some video game, and say this is the sum and the root and the alpha and the omega?
Jackson says no, it's not satisfying, but it's the reality. And that, he says, can often be unsatisfying. Craig LaMoltz, WSHU News.